This is the CCRA CART certification examination. 15 minutes of two-voice dictation at 180 words per minute. The first 5 minutes are warm-up. Ready? Begin. Hello, everyone. I may see if we can change rooms. This one won't really work for our class, but I'm hoping room 203 will be available. I've honestly never seen a classroom this shape before. I suppose I should have checked. I'd like to get you seated in a circle, but it's not going to happen. We have a few more minutes. Why don't you introduce yourselves to the people around you? You'll be working together a lot in this class, so start getting to know each other now. For how many of you is this your first quarter here at UCLA? Welcome.
Thank you.
Actually, I'm going to go ahead and pass out the syllabus. I'll keep a couple of copies for latecomers. Does everybody have one? Hello, we're just getting started. All right, so I'm curious as to how many of you do not consider yourselves to be morning people. You're all morning people? I'm the only one who's not. How embarrassing. I'm not usually a morning person, but I am actually excited to be teaching this class at 8:30 in the morning. It leaves the entire rest of my day open to be productive and maybe even to do something fun occasionally. Hopefully it works well for you too. You all seem pretty awake right now, so that's great. Today is basically an introduction to the class. I'll go over the syllabus briefly, and then we'll take some time to introduce ourselves. We'll spend the last part of class today doing an in-class writing assignment so that I can kind of see where you are and you can give me feedback on where you think you are and tell me anything else that you want me to know about you as a writer. Okay, I think you all have the syllabus in front of you. Just one first point before we begin. Kind of nuts and bolts. This class is English Composition 3. Is anyone not supposed to be here? I am Professor Adams. I also answer to Elmer or Dr. Adams. Call me anything but Mr. Adams. That makes me feel like your high school teacher. I came to UCLA as a student in 2002. My doctorate is in cinema and media studies, so we'll be using film quite a bit in this class. I completed my PhD here in 2011 and was invited to stay on as a full-time lecturer in the writing program, so that's how I got here. The theme of this class is Writing Los Angeles. I'll talk more about that in a minute. That's our focus because a few years ago, it was my 10th anniversary in LA. I wanted to learn more about the city I lived in, but hadn't really gotten to know yet, and it seemed to me to be a nice introduction to the city for my students as well. So I've stuck with that, making occasional changes here and there for the last couple of years, and I'll be sticking with it again this quarter. You have my email address on the syllabus. You can email me anytime, day or night. However, be aware that if it's the middle of the night, I may not get back to you right away. In fact, I promise I won't respond until the next day. I will, however, always get back to you within 24 hours, usually faster than that. I make a big point of that because it is not a good idea to email me at the last minute if you have a paper due. I may not respond in time if it's too late, but if you plan ahead, I will always get back to you. I also have my office hours on here. Do you know what office hours are? Those that are new to UCLA, what are office hours?
Isn't office hours like when we can come in and talk to you?
We have a winner. It's just time I set aside to be in the office when you can come and talk to me. With very few exceptions, and I'll let you know if there is an exception, I will always be there during those times. You don't have to make an appointment, just come on in anywhere during that window. If that time doesn't work for you, if you have another class, you can email me or talk to me right before or after class, and we'll schedule an appointment to meet at a different time. As you can see, scheduled office hours are Mondays and Wednesdays 2 to 3:30 and Thursdays 1 to 4 p.m. We will actually have mandatory appointments for the first paper. I'll be setting up individual times with each of you, so I'll let you know more about that as the quarter progresses. My office is sort of across the way in the Humanities Building next to the flagpole, and I'm right there in the corner on the first floor. Sometimes it's hard to find my office the first time, but once you know where I am, it will be easy and you'll always know where to find me. I think that's all of the nuts and bolts information we need to go over. So in terms of our course description, English 3 is here to help you develop the critical thinking, reading, and writing skills you'll need to succeed academically at the university. I hope you find it useful in all of your classes across the curriculum. As I mentioned, our topic is Writing Los Angeles. You guys have probably already noticed, just being here for a few days, that UCLA is kind of a microcosm of Los Angeles. There are people from all over the world here, even in this class. So that's one of the things that we are really going to take advantage of, is the incredible diversity in Los Angeles and in our own classroom. We'll notice, even as we go around the room in a little bit, that some of you are from Los Angeles, some from very far away. So you'll all be seeing things from unique perspectives. That's one of the aspects of this class I love. In addition to, actually, I should show you guys our book for those that don't have it yet. We have a couple of books. The first is called Writing in Los Angeles. Yours may look a little different with a dust jacket. You may or may not have that. So this is our book. As you probably notice, it is very large. We won't be reading every last essay in here, but we will cover a considerable amount. All of our course reading, for the most part, is from this book. So you do need it as soon as possible, because you have to read 142 pages for Tuesday. Has anyone had any trouble obtaining the book so far?
No, it's in the bookstore.
No? Okay, that's good. If any of you are being shy right now and are actually having problems, come talk to me after class and I can help. That's our book. Then we also have several films we'll be viewing as well. Since our class time is short, you will be watching those films on your own time, and here's how you'll do that. It's really very easy. They can be found in the online media section of the course website, and that will count as your homework on days where you have a film due. We will, of course, be discussing them in class. I'd like to kick off the class with kind of an introduction to Los Angeles. We're going to look at several different perspectives on what LA is, what it has meant at different moments in history. Then you guys will kind of weave those perspectives together as part of your first essay assignment. From there, we'll move deeper into the city's history and look at it in relation to the films that I mentioned. How do these films portray Los Angeles? To what extent can we look to them as accurate historical accounts, or to what extent do they massage the history? The final unit of the class looks at specific spaces and places in Los Angeles. You will actually be going out and observing different parts of the city. You'll each then report back in the form of a presentation. This work will serve as the foundation for your final paper in the class. Now, since this is a writing workshop, we are, of course, going to be covering components of the writing process. As a matter of fact, the mantra of this class is writing is a process. That never changes. I just recently published an article, and it's been through about, I think, about 10 revisions over the course of its life. So this is something that's not just for freshmen at UCLA, it is for everyone, always a process. So we are really going to focus on that. How do you get started? How do you then take those initial ideas of yours and form a draft? How do you take that draft and revise it to a polished final piece of work? Along the way, you're going to learn argumentation, structure, style, a little bit of grammar, not too much grammar, and definitely citations. If you are not familiar with how to document sources or course readings in your work, we'll be covering a lot on that here. Even though I'll be talking at you more than usual today, the class will, for the most part, be very interactive. To that end, I would really like to get us a larger classroom so that we can easily form groups. I usually like to do this even the first day as, like, a circle. However, unfortunately, we are kind of hemmed in here, so I'm going to see if we can find better quarters, and I'll be in touch with all of you about that. Please double check the email address you have on file with the university. I'll be contacting you through that address, so it's important to make sure it's accurate because you'll need it regularly for important updates like our potential change of rooms. Finally, and I've already been talking about this, you'll be working a lot with each other, either in small groups or as a full class. You will be conducting peer reviews. We'll have various types of discussions and exercises regarding the material that we watch and read.
Peer review? We have to review each other?
More on that later. I'm sure you'll get nothing but raves. Right now, let's talk about course goals. This should be clear from what I've said already. You will learn to write clear, coherent, critical essays organized around a thesis statement. We'll be working on your critical reading skills, understanding and evaluating the arguments that you encounter, as well as those you formulate yourselves from your own research. One potential secondary benefit is the experience you'll be getting analyzing literature and film. I suspect you'll find it useful in other humanities classes you take down the road. I already talked about the book Writing Los Angeles. Our other book is entitled A Writer's Reference. I require this one for class in part just because I want you all to own it. I still refer to it constantly in my own writing. It's a fantastic reference, not just for basic grammar, but also for more in-depth argumentation and for citations. If I don't remember how to reference a particular type of source, this is a great guide for that, far more comprehensive than any source you'd find online. It's not expensive either, just $17.99 on Amazon. Please turn off the phone. That goes for everyone. While we're here, we are focused on English composition. I don't plan on taking any in-class calls, and I expect the same courtesy in return. In this noisy space, there will be enough attacks on our concentration. Let's move on to course requirements. You'll be writing 3 essays, which I'll talk about in a moment. Regular class participation will also be a part of your grade. And last but not least, at the conclusion of the course, you will each be required to give a final presentation. One thing I should note, and I think most of you know this, you must pass English 3 with a C or higher to fulfill UCLA's writing requirement. Keep up with your work and communicate with me promptly if you encounter any challenges, and I think you'll be fine. Each of the essays we work on this quarter will have a different style. The first will focus primarily on comparison. You'll be comparing 2 authors from our textbook. The second will utilize critical analysis in research and will be based on a film of your choosing. You can select one of the films from the class, or if you have a compelling reason to choose a different film, you can do that also. The third and last essay will utilize first-hand observation and will be an analysis of those observations. Here are some basic guidelines for your papers. When you have a draft due, I know this is different from some other classes you may have taken. When there's a draft due, it should be complete. This means it should be within about a page of the minimum page requirement. So your draft for the first paper should be at the very least 3 pages, since that's a 4-5 page paper. This will allow you to really workshop that first draft. It means that you'll have something really substantial to work from. Your work is not yet complete, but you're a good part of the way there. And now to the dreaded peer review. I'll be discussing this more as we get into the first paper. I am required to, and I do give you a grade on peer review. Peer review isn't a tremendous part of your grade, but it will have an impact. If you're on the borderline, it can definitely nudge you one way or the other. All right, now, how many of you have used a Turnitin before?
We used it in my high school.
Great. Actually, I see a few of you have worked with it before. It's really quite easy. There's a link that leads to it on your My UCLA page. Submit your work before you come to class. When you finish your draft, hopefully the day before class and not at 3 in the morning, upload the assignment, then print out a copy and bring it to class. Remember, that part of your grade for each assignment is handing it in on time. If you are late either uploading your paper or turning in your hard copy, the paper is late, there's a 1/3 grade deduction for each day after the due date. I will not accept drafts that are more than 1 week late. At the 4-day mark, I scream. So, keep on top of things. I can definitely be of help if you're looking for strategies to stay caught up. We have about 5 minutes left, so I'll wrap up with a few final points. I don't accept papers by email. If you're ill or have to be out of town, contact me as soon as you know there's a problem. We'll figure something out. I see this course as a workshop rather than just a class where I lecture and you listen. That's why it's vital to be here. If you miss time in the workshop, you can't really make that up. Be on time. You'll be working with partners and they'll be counting on your presence. Any questions? No? Then let's call it a class. I'm looking forward to working together.